Utilities and Communications, we're here again. And some of you thought yesterday was our last meeting. Something tells me we might be back. Either way, we're going to hear three bills today, AB 1366, SB 49, and SB 560. And in regards to AB 1366, I understand we have Mr. Assemblymember Obernolte here to present on this bill. So the, you know, it's our understanding that the author of this bill requested that we have a motion to hold the committee, hold the bill in committee, make it a two-year bill. And I just wanted to, I think you have certain instructions or a certain request.
Yes, sir. I've never said this before, but I would like you please to hold the bill, make it a two-year bill. We are negotiating with stakeholders, and I would like to pick that back up next year.
Okay, fantastic. First of all, I'm sorry, we're just to notice we're starting the committee. We're beginning as we have enough to. Clerk, please call the roll.
Hueso.
Present.
Hueso present. Morlock. Bradford. Bradford here. Chang. Chang here. Dodd.
Here.
Dodd here. Hertzberg. Hill.
Here.
Hill here. McGuire. Rubio. Rubio here. Skinner. Skinner here. Stern.
Here.
Stern here. Stone. Wiener.
Morlock present.
Morlock present.
And okay, so on this bill, I'm sorry if you could just request that again.
Yes, sir. We are still negotiating with stakeholders. We are requesting that you hold the bill and make it a two-year bill so we can continue next year.
Okay. Motion, anyone? We have a motion. Clerk, please call the roll. Does anybody in the public want to comment on this? Anyone at all? Anyone? Nobody's interested. We have a motion. Clerk, please call the roll.
Okay. AB 1366. That the measure be held in committee pursuant to Senate Rule 29.10. Hueso?
Aye.
Hueso, aye. Morlock?
Aye.
Morlock, aye. Bradford?
Aye.
Bradford, aye. Chang?
Aye.
Chang, aye. Dodd?
Aye.
Dodd, aye. Hertzberg? Hill?
Aye.
Hill, aye. McGuire? Rubio?
Aye.
Rubio, aye. Skinner?
Aye.
Skinner, aye. Stern?
Aye.
Stern, aye. Stone? Wiener?
Aye.
Wiener, aye.
Has enough votes to get out. We'll hold the roll open. Thank you, Assemblymember. On SB 49, Senator Skinner.
I never tried this one before.
I know. Everything this time of year is again.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chair, members. This is back before you because in the assembly it was amended to allow for the Natural Resources Agency to also look at possible demand management opportunities within our water realm, the water project. And just as a brief reminder, what this bill in its core does is allow our Energy Commission to help support the smart appliances and other technologies that can help all of us do better demand management, meaning use electricity either at the point where it is cheapest or where the point where our renewable energy is generating the most. So demand management can really help us in terms of grid stability and even helping customers lower their costs. Now on the waterfront, demand management of water is also smart because water is a significant energy user within the state of California. In other words, all the processing, treating, pumping, et cetera, of water. So with that, I ask for your aye vote.
Thank you very much. Members, let's go to the public first. Members of the public in support of the bill.
Good afternoon. Erin Rodriguez with the Union of Concerned Scientists in strong support.
Okay.
Chair and members, Nikita Karate with the Natural Resources Defense Council in support.
Good morning, Andrea DeVoe with TechNet in support.
Tiffany Fan, on behalf of the California Efficiency and Demand Management Council in support.
Anyone else? Any opposition? Opposition? Can somebody speak in opposition to the bill? Anyone? No. Members of the committee?
Move the bill.
Anyone else? We have a motion. Clerk, please call the roll.
Pursuant to 29.10D, that the assembly amendments be concurred in. Wesso?
Aye.
Wesso, aye. Morlock? Bradford? Chang?
Aye.
Chang, aye. Dodd?
Aye.
Dodd, aye. Hertzberg? Hill?
Aye.
Hill, aye. McGuire? Aye. McGuire, aye. Rubio?
Aye.
Rubio, aye. Skinner?
Aye.
Skinner, aye. Stern?
Aye.
Stern, aye. Stone?
No.
Stone, no. Wiener?
Aye.
Wiener, aye. Bradford, aye.
We'll hold the roll open for absent members, or do we have everybody?
We're missing Hertzberg.
Okay. McGuire? You're up. SB 560.
Thank you so much, Mr. Chair and members. SB 560 is coming to the Senate off of a very close vote in the Assembly, 79-0. First of all,
Bill.
Thank you so much. SB 560 is a simple step to mitigate the risks during times of crisis, especially during public power shutoffs. It would ensure that our state and local emergency officials, as well as all hospitals, have the crucial information they need to respond to de-energizing events, mandating coordination between the utilities and those first responders. I have with me today Russ Nowak with the California Fire Chiefs Association and Corey Sozillo with the California State Sheriff's Association. I'm grateful for their support. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. Russell Nowak on behalf of the California Fire Chiefs Association and the Fire Districts Association of California in support of the bill. Amendments make it even clearer that during these de-energizing prospects, certainly during disaster-related incidences, that the information, the notices provided on a expeditious basis for first responders to be able to respond, and then also to coordinate communication throughout the event. We are in strong support of the bill. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Chair and members, Corey Sozillo on behalf of the California State Sheriff's Association, in the interest of brevity and hearing the motion being made, I would associate ourselves with the comments of the fire chiefs and the author, and thank you for your support.
Other speakers in support?
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair and members. Karen Lang on behalf of the Mendocino County Board of Supervisors in strong support today. Thank you.
Mr. Chair and members, Greg Cook representing Northern California Power Agency and Golden State Power Cooperative in support.
Anyone else in support? Anyone in opposition?
Move the bill.
Okay. We have a motion. Senator Stone. Anyone here? Okay. Clerk, please call the roll.
SB 560, pursuant to 29.10D, that the assembly amendments be concurred in. Wesso?
Aye.
Wesso, aye. Morlock? Morlock, aye. Bradford?
Aye.
Bradford, aye. Chang?
Aye.
Chang, aye. Dodd?
Aye.
Dodd, aye. Hertzberg?
No.
Hertzberg?
Okay, no to aye.
Hertzberg, no to aye. Hill?
Aye.
Hill, aye. McGuire?
Aye.
McGuire, aye. Rubio?
Aye.
Rubio, aye. Skinner?
Aye.
Skinner, aye. Stern?
Aye.
Stern, aye. Stone?
Aye.
Stone, aye. Wiener?
Aye.
Wiener, aye.
As enough votes, we'll close the roll on that bill. We'll take up the first item, AB 1366, to make it a two-year bill. Clerk, please call the absent members.
Current vote 10-0 that the measure be held in committee. Hertzberg?
Aye.
Hertzberg, aye. McGuire?
Aye.
McGuire, aye. Stone?
Aye.
Stone, aye.
Okay, that bill is held in committee. We'll go to SB 49. Clerk, please call the absent members.
That the assembly amendments be concurred in. Current vote 10-1. Morlock? Hertzberg?
Aye.
Hertzberg, aye. Okay, that one's out.
That bill is out of committee. It's not on our.
Do we adjourn?
We have a Hill bill?
No, not until later.
Later? Why is it later?
Something happened where.
We have to come back?
Mm-hmm.
We are now adjourned until later in the day.